Danny, commiserations now that relegation is confirmed. Sum up your thoughts after that performance today.
The performance in itself wasn't bad, you know, you have to say, but in recent months it's not been bad. But again, we've not been able to finish teams off. You know, we've had good opportunities. I'm not saying that Middlesbrough didn't, because they did as well. And, you know, Luke Steele's played excellent today. But at the same time, you know, we have kept him at bay, and then we've had opportunities ourselves, and really that's been the story of our season, hasn't it? Not taking chances when they come along, and it keeps you under pressure.
What's the overall mood in the dressing room then? Because there has, from the outside looking in, been a sense of seemingly inevitability about today.
Well, a lot of people would have wrote us off a few months ago, quite honestly, you know. But to prolong it as well as we have, you know, that's a testament to the determination of some of the players, and you really feel for them. You know, the dressing room's as flat as you could get it, you know. Obviously, you know, and I think everybody connected with the club is that's a sad day for us, you know. But if we're going to bounce back, we've got to be strong, and we've got to make sure that we're looking forward straight away. And you know, yes, it's got to take a little bit of getting over, but we've got to get over it very quickly.
Just to focus on the game for a moment, Luke Steele magnificent today, numerous excellent saves. So you're a little bit disappointed in an attacking sense. Barnsley didn't really get going until the second half.
Yeah, that's right. Of course we are. You know, with the way we set ourselves up, we've gone for an attacking, you know, attacking team, but we never really got going. You know, the first half it was a little bit. I think there's a little bit of fear factor there, quite honestly, a little bit timid, you know, in our attacks. But then second half we came to the plate better, and like I say, you know, I think we started to believe a bit second half, and getting that goal, I think it gave everybody a lift, but only for a short time. And sadly, you know, we made a mistake straight away, and then it cost us.
I don't know if it's ironic or just cruel that the guy that side-footed the opening goal in has ultimately contributed with a mistake to their equalising goal.
It was a you know, a bit of a rollercoaster game from Jon's point of view. You know, he had a great chance as well with the header that didn't hit the target, which we felt was a good chance for us as well. But listen, this is not about one game. As I've said many times before, you know, it's about all season. You know, it's not just about now. It's about, you know, what's gone on in the past, and unfortunately, it came to the crescendo today.
Quick word on the 700 fans that made their way up here today. Even when it was confirmed at 2-1, I suppose, the cheering and the way they kept supporting the team.
Well, listen, without them, you know, possibly would have folded before this. You know, that's one thing about them. They've given us the hope and the belief that we could do it. They've been very supportive in everything they've done, you know, quite honestly, and the true fans, you know, and that's all you can ask for. You know, it's up to us to produce. It's up to us to win games. Because when they've got the support like that, that's what they deserve, you know. But unfortunately, at this moment in time, you know, we've proven not good enough in the large parts of the season.
I suppose the next big question is, if we are looking forward, are you now looking for a clear out, a big clear out of this squad over the course of the summer? Is that how you expect it to pan out?
Clear out, is that the right word? But we'll certainly be bringing fresh faces in, that's for sure. You know, and maybe one or two players will leave. Yeah, you know, I think that goes without saying, doesn't it? I think we've got to make sure that when we come back in for the first kickoff in August, that we've got a real bright and an enthusiastic group of players that's determined to bounce back straight away, and that's up to our recruitment in the summer.
Is that going to be a hard process? Because you do have a good number of players under contract.
And we've got a lot of players out of contract, by the way, you know. So yeah, listen, there's going to be a lot of comings and goings, I'm sure, as we go along, and who there will be, we won't know at this moment. You could have people coming in for players that are under contract. I don't know, you know. But what we'll do, we'll identify the ones we want to keep. We'll identify the ones that we want to bring in, and we'll do our level best to get the best team out.
That process, though, presumably has started, hasn't it? I mean, in terms of your own thoughts, at least gathering them about what you would want, given how the season has panned out to date.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah.
They've had a six-month audition, yeah. Really, haven't they?
Well, yeah, that's right. I suppose that's right. And if you put it in those terms, but yeah, listen, the commitments and the enthusiasm that they've showed in most of the games that we've played this season, you know, you can't really fault them. Well, there's been a lack of sometimes equality, you know, and that's been the difference between teams at times. The games that we've lost 1-0 or 2-1, you know, that bit of quality is what separated us. We saw the one the other week against Leeds as an example, you know, with McCormack. And it's that type of thing that we'd like. Whether we'll be able to get it, we'll wait and see, but we'll certainly be trying our level best to get that type of quality in the team.
It's going to be a difficult week, isn't it? Because it's just now really about getting the season out of the way, and then the hard work in a different sense begins in earnest.
Listen, it's been difficult for a while, not just next week. You know, it's been tough. You know, you always seem to be battling against the odds. But we know where we are now. We've got to take it on the chin. You know, we can't start moping about it. I think we've got to be really positive in what we in our approach to bringing players in now. And like I said, from Monday onwards, you know, that will be exactly what we'll be doing.
I know you've obviously always thought it was a difficult task. Of course it was, in taking over with the team where they were in the season, then to try and keep this team up. But has it proven harder than you thought it might be? Has there been greater obstacles in the way than you thought there might have been in trying to keep this team up this year?
Well, yeah, of course it is. I mean, when you've got teams that are perennially, you know, they're struggling, it's very, very difficult to get them out of that mode, you know, and there's lots of games to go into, and I think that at times they think maybe not win this game, you know, and that's the mentality that we have to change. You know, we have to really put in a real, real strong winning mentality into the players that we bring in, or the ones that are staying, you know, and you have to say that some of the performances we've had have been very good. You know, don't get me wrong, I don't think we've not been hammered by any stretch of imagination, but we've been relegated, and those fine lines have cost us at the moment. And like I said before, I won't stand here and knock the players for the commitment and level of quality. At times, it's been missing, you know, but the commitment's been fantastic.